Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hi, everyone. This is Allison. Thanks for joining me tonight. And I hope everyone's having a fabulous holiday weekend. If this is your first time joining us at Visible by Numbers, this show is all about numerology, which is the study of the spiritual qualities of numbers. In other words, numbers have meanings beyond what we think of, which is using them mathematically. And on this show, we discuss all aspects of numerology. Now, on tonight's show, I'm going to be looking at the 2007 Atlantic hurricane season and exploring the possibilities of the connection between what a storm is named and when it makes landfall and how it all adds up numerically. Is there a connection with what a storm is named and the potential for destruction? I have been looking back historically at hurricanes throughout the years and drawing some interesting conclusions about the potential of this year's 2007 hurricane season. Hi, I think I have a caller, though. I'm going to hold my thought here. Who's calling?
Hi, Allison. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
Real good, thank you. And you?
I am fine. Are you having a wonderful weekend?
Yes, thank you, and I hope you as well.
I'm trying. What can I do for you?
Well, I was calling to see if I could get a numbers reading.
Sure. Okay, well, then I'm going to ask everyone to hold the thought on the hurricane season, and I'll see what I can do for you, Rose. Can you give me your date of birth, please?
August 8th, 1960.
Okay, hold on. August 8th, 1960. All right, you got to give me a second here, Rose.
Okay.
So I can take a look at these numbers. Let's take a look. Now, when I do this reading, which is just from your date of birth, I just want you to understand it's not a full numerology reading by any means.
Okay.
There's a certain amount of information that I can get from your date of birth that I can share with you. But it's when we bring the full name in and we do the full chart is when you can really get to see the big picture.
Okay.
But I'm sure that this will be helpful and insightful, just what I can give you from this.
Okay.
One of the first things that I would tell you is that you're a five life path. That's derived directly from your date of birth, and this is saying that pretty much you've been on a roller coaster ride for most part of your life, because five is the one thing that's guaranteed about their life is they have to be very flexible and adaptable to change, and there's always quite a bit of sudden, unexpected developments that come in a five life path, because that's really part of your experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if you can look back and you can kind of, you know, take a look at your life, but things do not want to stay constant in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we would also, you know, talk about what talents and abilities that you have by virtue of this life path number. And one of the most important things is your gift of communication. And that's the sense that, you know, your speaking voice itself, your ability to communicate with other people, and it's one of your greatest gifts. Your ability to multitask and do many things at one time, ability to network. These are some of the greatest gifts, the fives. They actually make really wonderful salespeople or anybody that works negotiating with other people, talking to other people. Fives are pretty brilliant at. Now, most importantly, fives are pretty much good at anything they try. It's seldom that they can find something that they're bad at. And this kind of creates a little bit of a dilemma for a five, because sometimes they have a hard time deciding exactly what they want to do. They get bored very easily. They move on. And so, you know, your energy is very mental, and it's also very curious energy. And so sometimes one of the things that we say about a five life path is a jack of all trades, master of none. You do many, many things pretty good, but as far as specializing at something, you really got to find something that you love in order to really stick with something, because you know, you like your freedom, you don't like to be fenced in, and in order to stay with something for a long time, you actually have to have a passion for it. The five life path is also one that would suggest that you are a very physical person and that you have, you're very in tune to your own physical senses. And so fives, you know, consequently, probably one of the, you know, the very earthy, very sensuous people, they have the ability, you know, to enjoy the pleasures of their body. And there is a little bit of caution that comes in with a five life path, and what that's about when it comes to the physical body is that you must learn moderation in everything that you do, not to go overboard. Reason being is you like your freedom, you don't like restrictions around you, so consequently when you find something that you like and it has to do with your physical body, sometimes you can do a little bit too much of it. Does that, any of that making sense to you so far, Rose?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. All right, so we know that you know, the very beautiful thing about this five energy is it's really kind of like unconventional. You don't really want to be like anyone else. You have to understand a really good word for the five energy is bohemian, a little bit of a bohemian, a little bit of a wild child. Rose, that's okay. You don't mind me telling people that you are that, do you?
No.
Okay, I'm not telling secrets on you, am I?
No.
Okay. All right. So anyhow, this is also, you know, because it's a very curious number, you do seek out knowledge. And really the beautiful thing about the five energy, the thing I love so much is that you really embrace all new ideas and new thoughts, and you don't get really stuck in a rut and old in your heads. Five people always stay very young in their mind, and so it's a beautiful energy. You're a lot of fun with a five. But the thing about you is in your life, you live in the now. It's all about where you are now. Not so much paying attention to what happened in the past, learning from past experiences. Fives are always in a hurry to get to where they want to go. So you have to be very careful about paying attention to your experiences and what they're trying to teach you. All right? Excuse me. Now, when we look at your 8th birthday, what that's saying there is that you, you know, have this wonderful ability with authority. This gives you a little bit of leadership ability, ambition, wanting to succeed. This gives you a gift with finances as well. This helps to make you efficient and a little bit of a hard worker as well. The 8 energy is always associated with high management, with the business world. And another thing that I can tell from your chart, of course, I can't see what your name would tell me, but I do know that you have a zero challenge early on in life, which is anyone that has zero challenges is generally an indication that perhaps they have some master energy somewhere in their chart, or the other indication is that you're an old soul. So the zero is telling me that. One of your biggest challenges in life is the one, and it's the consistent challenge in your life. It's the only challenge that you've had as far as the challenge numbers themselves. The one has to do with your confidence levels, your love of self, your understanding your self-worth. And perhaps if you look back in your life, you know, you've been trying to overcome this or been trying to overcome this to learn what you're capable of doing and just how, you know, what you're worth. This is all about self-evaluation, self-love, and stepping into your power. You know what I'm saying there? Do you understand that challenge?
Yes?
Yes. Okay. So you've been working on that. And so consequently, when you have that for a challenge, you know, quite often throughout your life, you really are constantly that's coming into your life where you're learning just what you're capable of doing. You're learning how strong you really are. And so there may be many instances in your life where you've stood alone handling something, and when it's all said and done, you're kind of proud of yourself. I can't believe I did that on my own. So that's one thing about the one challenge. Now, pinnacle-wise, your first pinnacle was a 7. That's a very spiritual energy early on in life. And as a child, I would think, you know, as far as being able to learn in school, you probably were quite bright because 7 energy always allows a person to learn. But maybe as a child you felt quite disconnected from other people, maybe even a sense of loneliness growing up, or not feeling as though you belonged. The 7 pentacle can be a little bit of a difficult one for someone from birth to age. You know, it goes from birth to age 31 for you. Can be a difficult one to handle. It's a very high spiritual energy. So you must have been a wise child, very wise Buddha sage-like child. How old are you right now, Rose?
How old am I right now? 46.
Okay, gotcha. Let's talk about that pentacle real quick. You're in a 4 pentacle, and I'm going to tell you, you've been in this since the age of 41. And this pentacle is really may feel like there's a lot of limitations around you. I know that we talked about that five life path, that nothing wants to stay the same, that you want your freedom. But this four pentacle that you're in at this time is putting a lot of limitation around you and your ability to be free. It's wanting you to learn about discipline. It's wanting you to, you know, put your nose to the grindstone and work hard. And it may seem that when you're in this pentacle that you just can't get ahead. It seems like you're treading water. And it seems like the only way to get that where you can accomplish anything is through discipline and hard work and focusing your energy. And that's definitely where you're at this time in your life. Freedom seems to be kind of withdrawn from you, and it's requiring for you to work harder and longer. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So at the age of 50, you move into the sixth pinnacle, which is a wonderful pinnacle to be in your last pinnacle in life. And this is really being surrounded by your family, your loved ones, and your community and friends. And a lot of love comes back to you in your fourth pentacle. Your cycles have been very, the only thing I can say about that is your cycles have been very beneficial for abundance or trying to bring financial things into your life. You've had a lot of eight cycles, which is all about bringing money in, abundance, making, you know, kind of like putting that around your energy. And the final thing that I'll leave you with, Rose, before I go back to the hurricanes, is you're in a 7 year this year, okay? And so in a 7 year, there's a spiritual journey that comes in. And it's a lot of looking inward and a lot of spiritual growth as well. And you may feel quite connected to the spiritual realm this year, even a lot of psychic things coming in for you, dreams and whatnot. But it's kind of like this is the year where you travel within, where you work on your inner self, but you also work on your spiritual philosophy, your truth, what feeds your soul. Many, many experiences may come to you this year that will allow you to grow in that direction. And this is really a year for you to take a rest and not work so hard. And possibly, if you can, get that vacation over the sea, and that'll make you feel better. Get near water in the 7 year. It'll make you feel better. Okay?
Well, you're right.
Was that helpful?
Right on. Yes, you're right on, Allison. Thank you so much.
Well, good luck, Rose.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Alrighty. Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, there we go. Rose got a reading. And I'm going to skip right back to the hurricanes and what I was discussing because, you know, this is really interesting. And so, Seth, if you're handling the calls, if you just hold the calls just for just a little bit and let me get through this, and then I'll be happy to take other people's calls and do reading for them. I mean, I love doing that. And doing the hurricanes is only going to take just a few more minutes. All right, so what I was talking about is that we're going to look at the 2007 hurricane season. We're going to explore the possibility of the connection between what a storm is named and when it makes landfall and how it all adds up numerically. Is there a connection between what a storm is named and the potential for destruction? And like I was saying, I've looked back historically at hurricanes throughout the years, drawing some interesting conclusions about the potential of this year's 2007 hurricane season. Now, being a numerologist, I know that we hold the vibration of our names. But I think you'll be fascinated, as I was, at how the historical data of hurricanes confirms this. Also, I'm going to be exploring the deadliest years of storms historically, the days that they made landfall, and how this information can be very telling of the outcome of future storms. Are some years more destructive than others? Is any particular day more ominous? What is the number vibration of the most powerful hurricanes? What names are on this year's list for 2007 hurricane season, and which ones should we be cautious of? Hurricane season begins June 1st, and for all intents and purposes, this may be a first, predicting hurricanes by using numerology. Hi, I think I have another caller. Hello?
Hi, this is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. What can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to see what's up.
With
what
your number?
What do you need from me for reading?
Okay, hold on, Dawn. I'm just marking my place on this brilliant dissertation I'm doing on hurricanes,
so God.
I won't forget where I was. And what I'll do is, and really, when I do readings on the radio, what I do is I use your date of birth. If I was to do your reading privately, I would, of course, ask for your name on your birth certificate, but I can't do that on the radio. So if you just give me your date of birth, I'll see what I can get for you.
Okay, my date of birth is March 8th, 1954.
All right. So I have March 8th, 1954.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me give me a second here, and we'll see what we got going on for you. Okay, and you said your name was, I'm sorry?
Dawn, D-A-W-N.
Dawn, okay. Got it, thanks. Okay, Dawn, what's up with you? What I want to tell you is, you're a three life path.
Right.
So, this is the life path is directly derived from the date of birth. And this is the life path of a person who has a wonderful, abundant ability to express themselves through words, whether it's speaking them or whether it's through writing them. But certainly there's an abundance of artistic ability of being able to visualize things and see them in your mind's eye. With this three energy, okay, you literally are very artistic and very creative. That's what this three energy is, very creative. So we find, you know, many, many people that are on TV, stars, comedians, people that, you know, probably on theater and Broadway have a lot of three energy. You are a wonderful communicator. You have a wonderful ability to take words and express them. Okay, do you understand what I'm talking about there?
I do.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, Dawn, are you sitting next to your computer? Is the volume up on the radio show?
I have turned the volume off.
Okay, because I was hearing stuff back, but I guess it is better. Okay, then let me continue with this, talking about this three energy. Okay, so we know that you're very artistic. You have this wonderful ability with words, very creative and imaginative. This is also, interestingly enough, considered to be the life path of someone who's quite psychic. The medium even comes in with this energy.
I am a medium.
Well,
I'm so sensitive and I'm such a sponge that I really have trouble sometimes interacting. I'm just like, because I read people. I mean, it's difficult to even interact with people normally because I just see through them completely.
Right. Well, That comes in with your challenges, and I'll explain that in a little while.
I'm
but
also
it's wonderful.
Very scattered, too, because I don't know what you're going to do. No, really,
okay.
Because I'm so talented, but it's like Pisces can see on both sides, but they can't see straight ahead sometimes.
I know, sweetheart, and had you given me two more seconds, I would have told you that one of the downfalls with the three energy is the fact that you're so creative and your mind sees, you know, you just get distracted so easily. It's a very scattered energy. It's very difficult to discipline the energy of the three.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what you said about being scattered very much goes with the three energy. But getting back to the fact of the medium, you know, that your dreams can be very prophetic, I would think that you may be not only feeling other people, but also seeing things in pictures, being clairvoyant, seeing as well comes in because threes can literally see it in their mind's eye. Some of the wonderful things about the three is that you could be very optimistic and very positive and very inspirational to other people. I mean, you're born to inspire. You can be like a natural-born cheerleader for people and giving them wonderful advice and helping them out and making them feel better about themselves. That is the beautiful energy of the three. You actually, you know, your chakra, the yellow color, you're probably your auric pictures would reflect a lot of that you have this ability to just be people's sunshine. Now, you, the scattering of the energy is one of the big problems with the three and focusing your energy as well. And it is just because you have an abundance of this creativeness, okay? Just an abundance of it. And so your birthday number, the 8, really can give you the discipline that you need to discipline that energy and pull it in. The
but
8
it's
is always
the number of hard knocks and hard lessons in life.
Well, that's
and you can be
that's
the victim
true.
If it's an 8.
Excuse me? What did you say?
I said you can be the victim with the 8. Hello?
Not. But anyhow, getting back to the 8, and I'll say this just in the event that she's still listening.
I am listening.
I'm sorry. I was waiting for a response from you.
Did you hear me? Do you hear me?
I heard that you said the 8 is also the survivor. It is the number of the survivor. It is the number of the hard knocks of life, because the 8 is an instant karma number. What is above, so below. Because the 8 is the number of the survivor, certainly people that have 8 pentacles, a lot of 8 energy in their chart, have obstacles to overcome. You're absolutely right about that. But there's many, many gifts that come with the 8 as well. The ability with finances, the ability to discipline yourself, the ability to work hard, the ability to be a visionary and to manage large projects. There's a lot of wonderful things that also comes with the 8 energy. Now, when I do look at your challenges, and I do see where you're talking about being an empath or being very, very clairsentient and picking up other people's energy, your biggest challenge in life has been the fact that it is a 2, which is really the fact that you're almost too psychic, that you're almost influenced by other people's energy, and that it can be overwhelming for people that have the 2 as a challenge number, the fact that you're almost tossed around by the gift that you have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And let's see. Certainly, your first pentacle was an 11, so I'm sure that even from birth you displayed the ability with the mediumship and with your psychic abilities. The age, and 11 pentacle, you know, always represents, you know, when you have master energy in your chart, it's talking about you having to go through certain experiences in order to reach a level of spiritual understanding that allows you to use your gifts. So whenever you see an 11 pentacle, you know that there's many, many experiences that go on in that pentacle that may not be easy. They're actually there to teach you. Your second pentacle being a 9, I mean, right there you're learning about unconditional love, forgiveness, compassion. So you have to think about what experiences come in to teach those things. Currently, you're in you're in a 4 pentacle. So here again, I was explaining to our last caller, Rose, that in a 4 pentacle, this requires discipline. This pentacle wants to discipline you. It wants to rein in your abilities. It wants to put you to work. It takes away your freedom somewhat, and it requires effort versus reward. And you may feel a lot of limitation around you during this pentacle, but the really good thing about this pentacle is a lot can be accomplished in a 4 pentacle. That builds up your security, builds up the foundation for your life. Without discipline, it doesn't matter how gifted we are, we can't get anything done. So one of the major reasons for having a 4 pentacle is to bring that energy in.
Is that this for the rest of my life?
Well, this is the pentacle that you're in for the rest of your life, yes. But your maturity, let's see, well, I can't look at your maturity number. If I could see your maturity number, I could bring in some additional information. But this is all I can look at with what I've got in front of me now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's other factors that come in with the maturity number, and also looking at your essences when we actually can use your name. We can actually project things much more accurately looking at a year-to-year basis. Now, you're in a 2-year this year, so sensitivity is key with you this year. You're especially psychic, you're in a 2-year, so sensitivity is key this year. You're especially psychic this year, and also especially sensitive this year. And so you may feel it kind of ramped up a little bit for you this year, especially if you've already acknowledged the fact that you have these gifts. And you may find that you're kind of in the middle of things this year, where maybe being the diplomat or the peacemaker, that's going to be required of you this year, that you kind of take the middle road, okay?
Is a mate coming in for me this year?
Is a what?
Mate, M-A-T-E, mate.
Well, 2 years are always good for meeting your soulmate. Absolutely, you would meet them in a 2-year. So, by all means, you need to get out there. They're not going to come knocking at your door. So get yourself out there and, you know, just let the universe know it's my 2-year. I'm looking for my soulmate, and get out there and be seen, okay?
Okay.
Absolutely, in a 2-year. Sure. Well, good luck with that.
You're good. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Don. Did all that make sense to you, dear?
Yeah, because I've done a lot of study of astrology and numerology, and, you
wonderful.
Know, that rings very true to me.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, alrighty. Alright, so let's get back to the hurricanes, okay, because I really, really want to get through this. Last night here in Lancaster, we really did have a heck of a thunderstorm. I mean, I think the winds were 50 miles an hour plus, and there was dangerous lightning and hail. And this storm was over in less than 20 minutes, and I got to tell you, I couldn't help but imagine what it'd be like to have sustained winds at 100 miles per hour and have this go on for extended periods of time. You know, this is the case of what goes on with hurricanes. And I couldn't help but think, especially working and preparing, you know, the information that I found on the numbers, wouldn't it be just wonderful if just by renaming the storms we could prevent any destruction that comes with them? Now, there's a thought. Okay, so let's look at what Allison discovered, okay? A first thing that I looked at was the list of retired names, okay? The World Meteorological Organization, and don't make me say that more than once, these guys pick the names of the storms, and they actually have a list starting with A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all these names. And when a storm takes a life, kills people, creates a lot of destruction, they retire that name from the list. It no longer is used. So they have this list, and it's a total of 67 names long. Now, they've only been naming storms. This began in 1953, so we're basically kind of looking at the time from 1953 on, 67 names. Well, you know, I vibrated out each one of those names to see what the number was for each name. And I have here my top list. There were 12 number ones on that list of 67. There were 11 eights on that list of 67. There were 6 elevens on that list and 5 22s. Okay? So there were 34 names total came in the category of the numbers 1, 8, 11, and 22. That represents more than half of the total names on that list. Now, this is significant because these numbers come up again on other lists and in other different ways. So I want you to bear that in mind. Now, what is the energy of the 1? The 1, of course, wants to be number 1. The one always represents extreme physical energy. One people are, they got a lot of energy. It takes a lot to keep up with a one. And the one is very powerful energy. I would honestly say that two of the most powerful numbers, two of the most ambitious numbers, two of the numbers that achieve the most in life is the number one people and the number eight people. This is where we've got a ton of ambition and a ton of physical energy. So I think it's really kind of interesting that ones and eights make the top of this list. The most out of those 67 names were ones and eights. A lot of physical energy, a lot of determination, a lot of ambition, a lot of wanting to rise to the top. Now, when we look at the 11s and the 22s, here we have master numbers. And, you know, master numbers, it doesn't matter who you are, if you're holding a master number, what you do pertains as a message to humanity. There's a message in what, whether it's the example of your life, what you do with your life. You yourself could be a messenger if you have an 11 or a 22 in your chart. It's talking about a real spiritual connection. So I always recognize master numbers, 11 and 22, as being quite literally a message, a spiritual message involved when those two numbers come in and come into play. So we have 6 11s and 5 22s, half the names on a list of 67. More than half, actually, one more than half, are 8s, 1s, 11s, and 22s. Now, the other half of the list is comprised of names that vibrate to the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and I even divided it out to the 33 names. So you can see there's definitely a much larger proportion of 1s, 8s, 11s, and 22s. Okay, the next thing I took a look at is I wanted to see what year seemed to be the one that cropped up the most with the most storms? And I went by universal year. So what universal year tops the list of years when a name was retired? So I looked at the retired names list, and it's like, what was the top year? What year did most of these storms get retired in? The answer was a 7 year. My next question, what universal year had the maximum cyclones? Well, that was 1933, which again was a 7 year. Next question, what universal year, and this is prior to 2005, had the most hurricanes? The answer was 1969, which also is a 7 year. Now, what was the universal year number for 2005, the most active hurricane year in history? Again, the answer is the 7 year. So if we look at the list of years which historically have had maximum activity, 7 years top the list. It's followed by universal years of 6 and universal years of 9. Okay, now, one of the lists that I looked at had a total of 16, the total number there was 16, five of which were 7 years. And I just want to point out one thing about the energy of the 7. The 7 is associated with water, and specifically the sea. You can ask any person with 7 energy, with 7 life paths, 7 expression, any amount of 7 energy whatsoever, and they will tell you that they're mesmerized by the sea and the water, and they actually feel better. They actually are drawn to the water. And you have to ask yourself, is that the connection, that the sea is actually associated with the number 7? Now, the next thing that I examine was a list of the 10 most powerful storms solely by central pressure. This is a means of measuring the intensity of a storm, okay? We have Wilma, 22 vibration in 2005, which was a 7 universal year. Gilbert, a 1 vibration, 1988, it was an 8 universal year. The Labor Day storm, which was not named, but it was in a 9 universal year. Rita, it was a 3 vibration in 2005, a 7 universal year. Allen, 8 vibration, 1980, in a 9 universal year. Katrina, 11 vibration, 2005, 7 universal year. Camille, 1 vibration, 1969, 7 universal year. Mitch, 8 vibration, 1998, 9 universal year. Ivan, 1 vibration, 2004, 6 universal year. And finally, we have Janet, 8 vibration, 1955, 2 universal year. Now, out of a possible 11 numbers, being 1 through 9 in the master 11 and 22, it's really quite noticeable that 8 out of 11 of the most powerful storms possess the vibration of the 1, the 8, the 11, and the 22. 8 out of 11. And I found that almost like it was validating the 67 list of retired names. Also notable, when you listen to what I just said, is the year, is the 7 universal year is cropping up there again. It is the top of the list, appearing 4 times out of 10. The number 9 appears 3 out of 10. So there seems to be, you know, the 9 and the 3 kind of crop up on busy hurricane years. And this indicates that the 7 universal year does seem to play into the intensity of the hurricane season. And again, I remind you that this is a 9 universal year, and that is one of, it's not the strongest one. 7 appears to be the big number, but 9 falls right in the same category. It comes in with a 7 universal year. Now, I examined another list of 24 names of Category 5 hurricanes. We found 5 storms with a number 1 vibration, 5 storms with an 8 vibration, 3 storms with a 22, 2 storms with an 11. That's 15 out of 24 with a 1, 8, 11, 22 vibration. Again, a little bit more than 50%. bear in mind, the other names on the list are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, okay? So, it's showing that if a storm has a 1 name, an 8 name, a 22 name, or 11 name, it appears to actually be more destructive, or a more notable storm. Now, the other thing that I kind of was looking at when I was going through a lot of this data was the days when storms hit. Isabel hit on the 18th of September, 2003. That was a 9-day. Juan hit on September 29th. That's another 9-day. Bonnie, August 9th. Gaston, August 29th. There's an 11-day for you. Ivan, September 11th in Grand Cayman. Wilma hit Cancun, September 22nd. There's another master number for you. Arlene struck June 11th. The Labor Day storm of 1935, which is considered to be one really great, very destructive storm, that formed on August 29th, which was an 11 vibration. Katrina, you all remember Katrina. Here we have an 11 storm. Katrina's an 11 name, and it struck on August 29th, which is an 11 vibration. There was a 1947 hurricane in Florida that at the time they didn't name them, which struck on October 11th. Betsy hit on an 11-day, Ethel on an 11-day, Barbara on a 29-day, and I could go on and on with that list. Now, to be fair, not all hurricanes make landfall on these days, 9 and 11 days or 22 days, but an uncanny amount of them do. Is there a connection between not only what the vibration, the name of the storm is, but also the day that it comes ashore? I think that you can draw that conclusion, that it is so. The day that it hits is important. So if you're sitting there and you're aware that there's a storm in the Atlantic Ocean, and you're aware that it's approaching land, you really want to pay attention to the day that it's coming ashore. And if it's coming ashore, and it's an 11-day or a 29-day or even a 9-day or a 22-day, it's time to pay attention. Now, I took a look at this year's named storms, and I'm only looking at the Atlantic Ocean here. We know that Andrea, which was a 7, has come and gone. And we have on the list Beryl, which is a 1, Chantel is a 9, Dean is a 6, Aaron a 1, Felix is an 11, Gabrielle is an 8, Humberto is a 3, Ingrid a 7, Jerry a 4, Karen a 22, Lorenzo 6, Melissa 6, Noel a 1, Olga an 8, Pablo a 1, Rebecca a 9, Sebastian a 4, Tanya a 7, Van a 1, Wendy an 8. There's a total of 21 names waiting to be named. Name a storm. 5 of those are 1s, 3 of those are 8s, 1 of them is a 22, and 1 is an 11. Now, I have some good news. What I could tell you historically, that you have to worry least about a storm if it has a 4 vibration. I'm not talking a 22 here, I'm just talking a plain old 4. This is the number that is least likely to land up on the most destructive of hurricanes list. And that would suggest that Jerry and Sebastian won't cause much damage at all this year. Now, interestingly enough, we drew the fact that the 7 is identified with the sea. Interestingly enough, the 4 is always associated with the earth, solid ground, the word grounded, practical. It suggests, perhaps in theory, that it has little to do with water. Okay? Something to think about. Now, whenever a master number is involved, we have to acknowledge that there may possibly be a spiritual message that may accompany the event. Again, I mentioned that Katrina was an 11 vibration. It struck on an 11 day. And some people might call that a coincidence, but those of us who understand the numbers would beg to differ. Now, on the list for 2007, we have Felix, and it's an 11. And I would not only be wary of the fact that Felix vibrates to 11, but I would be most cautious to look to see what the projected day for landfall would be if that happens to form in the ocean. And if it's coming towards land, Felix is an 11, I would pay attention to what day it comes ashore. In fact, I'd be wary of the day of landfall with every storm. It seems like the 11, the 22, and 29 have been historically destructive hurricanes have hit on those days. Also, you have to pay attention to 9, 18, and 27 days because that plays in prominently. Now, the next one I want to look at is Karen. It's a 22, okay? You know, 22, there aren't that many 22s that are on the list in the first place. And historically, 22s have landed on the most destructive, the biggest, the baddest of storms. And so I think it's important to pay attention to any storm that's got a 22 master vibration. When we go back and we examine the list of world that they, you know, the names that they've used, there's only the possibility of having five storms named 22. But the list, when they end up getting on the list, I mean, it almost seems that the 22 always ends up getting on the list of names that have been retired. That's what I'm trying to say here. So I think the 22 has very high incidence of being a destructive storm. Now, in all fairness, my sister's name is Karen, and I love her very much. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to go up against her either. She would beat the crap out of me. She is one tough cookie. So with that being said, I would definitely be respectful of any storm that has a 7 vibration. Now, another name that I want to point out from that list is Gabrielle. It actually is a 44-8, and I think that's one to keep an eye on because of that configuration, because of the 44 being there. The one vibration names that does have master energy in it, and that is Noel. And one thing that I was doing when I was going through the storms is when I was looking at the one vibration names, if an 11 appeared perhaps in the vowels of the name or in the personality of the name and it was combined with a one overall vibration, that storm seemed to be more intense. And because Noel carries an 11 master number in its vowel vibration, I would pay attention to that storm as well. So off the start, you know, when I'm looking down this list and when I'm contemplating and thinking, I would say that Aaron would probably start us off with one of the stronger hurricanes. I would say the ones to watch certainly would be Felix and Gabrielle. Absolutely, Karen, Noel. And I don't know why, but I have to say, Humberto is a 3. And this is not to say that 3s don't end up on the retired names list. Indeed, they do. They also end up on some of the worst storms. Call it intuitive, but for whatever reasons, I'm drawn to Humberto for whatever reasons, and also Melissa. That's a 3 and a 6 vibration. But I think the ones to really pay attention to, Felix, Gabrielle, and Karen, certainly Noel, and any time a storm is a 1 or an 8. So I think it's going to start with Aaron, and that would be my prediction for this year. But again, most importantly, pay attention to the name of the storm, what it vibrates to, and look at the day of landfall. And I think it's the combination of the two that sends the message. And so, I guess in conclusion, my advice to those lovely men at WHO, the World Meteorologist Organization, the men who make up the names for our hurricanes, my advice to them is to eliminate any master numbers from the list and to change the rest of the names to a 4 vibration. Do you think they'd take my advice if I wrote them? I don't know. It's interesting. It's very interesting. When you look at all the data and you look at all the information there, that would be my best advice. Okay. So that's the end of my dissertation and my discovery on numbers and hurricanes, their intensity. And I hope you found it as interesting as I did. It was actually amazing to wade through all that information and to actually come up with things statistically and come up with where you can draw some certain conclusions. Okay, well, we've got about 10 minutes left of the show. So what I'm going to tell you is we already had a couple of people call in for readings, and we're still open for readings on the show. So if you would like for me to do a reading for you, by all means, give me a call. The number is 1-877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 1-888-810-8322 and call direct from California at 530-876-3222. Not only welcome your calls, but also if you have any comments about what I said about the hurricanes or any questions, that's what I'm here for. And I hear a caller. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, Allison. My name is Dee.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. How do you spell your name?
D-E-E.
I love that.
Thank
okay.
you.
My sister's name, my younger sister's name, I should say, is Diane, but we always called her Dee.
Oh, yeah, I know a lot of people named Diane, but my real name is Dolores, so Dolores
okay.
also.
Okay.
I just called because I wanted to tell you that what you were just talking about with the hurricanes was absolutely fascinating.
Thank you.
And
I found it fascinating. What did you think?
I thought it was incredible. I had to write as much of it down as I can because I just moved from Florida, and I've just lived through quite a few hurricanes, and I still have family there. And I'm going to track the information that you've given, and I'm really going to look and see what this hurricane season does.
Yeah, well, I have to say that they are predicting a much stronger than normal hurricane season this year.
I know they are.
They absolutely are.
I know.
But they also predicted it last year, and it didn't pan out. So
right.
time will
right.
tell. And I would be,
right.
if they really feel that the currents are all in play and ready, I would pay attention. Really.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially to landfall, the days that they come on land.
Right. Yeah, I wrote all of that down. I just thought it was incredible, and I just had to tell you that.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was quite a journey for me to wade through all that, but it was fun.
I can imagine that it was, because I could see that you had to take a lot of different things into consideration. And
absolutely.
I just thought it was
absolutely
amazing.
But I'm
and
an air sign. So I'm always interested in the weather, so that's probably, it was fun at the same time. So thanks. Thanks for your input. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, Alison.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, that was great. That was nice. I'm glad that somebody was paying attention out there. All righty. All right. So where was I? Okay, yeah, I'm taking calls. So if you got a few minutes left of the show, I'd be happy to, take your calls, do a reading for you. And for those of you that are listening, and perhaps you were trying to write down what I said, okay, sign up for my newsletter, okay? Just go to my homepage, my bio page right there on BBS Radio. Email me, visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. Put newsletter in the title. And I'll tell you what, on my newsletter that I'm sending out June 1st, I'm going to put this information in there, okay? It'll be in that newsletter. So, you won't have to write it down. And you can, hold my feet to the fire, okay? This is what I'm saying about the hurricane season. You can print that newsletter off, and next year you can call me and tell me I was crazy if you want to. But that information will be in the newsletter. All you got to do is email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com, newsletter in the title, and I'll be happy to give you that information. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, this is Jacob Bias. I'm at Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm doing great. Actually, I was going through a website, and I noticed your name and numerology, and I've always been interested in that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and
would you like... Go ahead.
I was wondering what you could tell me about myself.
Can you give me your date of birth?
Yes, I was born on April the 11th, 1986.
Okay, got you. Give me a second.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have the volume up on your computer, dear?
Yes, I do.
Can you turn it down, please?
Of course. There we go.
Thanks.
Oh, sorry about
I'm
that.
Hearing myself. And as lovely as my voice is, it's a little distracting.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So what I want to tell you is I can only get so much from your date of birth. Having your full name at birth gives me a lot more information, but I'll be happy to share with you what I'm seeing here, what information I can get from your date of birth.
Yes.
Have you been listening to the show up to this
Actually,
point?
Actually, no, I'm first-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you with your three life paths, that is your life path. And you also have an 11 birthday. So it's just like I told the caller that called in earlier with the three life paths, that this can be a very psychic life path, have mediumship abilities, ability to be clairvoyant, to see things, whether you see it in your mind's eye or whether you see it actually with your eyes. But there's a lot of psychic energy that's around this three that is your life path. What this energy represents is your ability to express yourself and expressing yourself with words, whether you're through speaking them or writing them. You know, certainly you could write books with this number, or you could be a star of sorts, like, you know, a stage, screen, TV. There's a lot of artistic ability that comes in with this, but specifically having to do with words. That's not to say that you can't be an artist that paints or a poet or, you know, make pottery or all kinds of creative things, because it's a huge creative energy here with this three. The other thing about you is you're an inspiration to other people. You have this way about you of being a natural-born cheerleader, of having this optimistic energy about you that kind of brings joy to those around you. You're friendly. You like people to like you. They enjoy being around you. You have a way with words. It's a very positive, uplifting energy. That's the three. But again, you can scatter your energy. You can have a hard time focusing and disciplining yourself by virtue of just seeing this one particular number. The next thing is your birthday, which is an 11. This is a master 11. What this is saying about you is that, again, it's bringing in the spiritual. It's bringing in, you know, where you would be more drawn to a spiritual philosophy. And it's also saying that you have a connection to the spiritual realm through its information flows, meaning, again, psychic energy. Have you experienced this psychicness about yourself yet?
Well, really quick, touching on that, like you had said, I'm right now going to school to become an Army chaplain, and I'm pursuing a career in theology, so it's really great that you said that. As far as anything, as far as psychic abilities, I can't say that I've experienced anything directly, but I've had instances where I would dream something, and coincidentally, it would be where I left something I lost, and I find it there. It's really strange. I can't explain it.
You don't think that's psychic?
I always thought it was coincidental. Again, I've been very fascinated in these kind of things.
Right.
But
well,
I never really understood how, if I did...
Your 11 is going to draw you to a spiritual philosophy. I understand that you're going to be a chaplain. You're in the right place, because 11s like to inspire people with their message about their truth, of what they believe in with their faith. So you're in the right place. But I'm going to tell you, I mean, you're young yet... And I got to tell you, it's not coincidence. If you really start paying attention to the number of times that these things happen to you, not only when you sleep, but knowing who's calling, knowing things without having any way of knowing why you know them, you're going to find that you do carry a lot of connection to the spiritual realm. I mean, literally, quite frankly, you're a messenger for God, okay? That's what that 11 is saying, okay? Now, the next thing I want to tell you is your biggest challenge in life really is the fact that you are very much in tune to the energy of other people, very empathic, very sensitive to other people's feelings. You have to be careful because, you want peacefulness around you. You really don't want confrontation or fights. You're a very good diplomat. This makes you a very good counselor, very good understanding the problems of other people, helping them out. They don't have to say anything to you. You just know what they need. Would that be safe to say?
I'm actually speechless right now. Yeah, I mean, everything.
Yeah, because that's true, right?
Yes, it is.
Well,
wow.
Hello. That is psychic energy, dear. When you actually know what somebody needs without them opening up their mouth, don't you think you're receiving that information telepathically, that you're reading their energy, it is psychic?
And like you said, being an inspiration, my mother's always told me that I was a very likable person. People always liked being around me, and I never understood why.
Because you're a three. Because you're a delightful, wonderful three, and you're here to inspire people. Your 11 says that you're going to bring forth a spiritual message, and that's perhaps the combination of the two is why you're doing what you're doing. Okay, so you know, it all works in play. And I would just love to go on and on with you, but I've only got, like, one more minute before I got to close the show, dear. So, you know, did all that, was that helpful for you?
How would I concentrate that? How would I focus that and really maintain and discipline that energy that I have?
Which energy in particular, dear?
As far as the psychic abilities that I have. I'm sorry to keep you.
Well, first off, you've got to start recognizing it. You've got to acknowledge it. Okay? You're going around calling it a coincidence. Now, what you got to do is start a journal. And when these things happen to you, you absolutely have to write it down. When you know who's calling on the phone, when you know who's knocking at the door, when you think of Aunt Helen and then 2 days later she visits or you run into her at the store, when you know what somebody wants before they open their mouth, you need to start journaling it and acknowledging it. And once you acknowledge it, when you acknowledge the fact that you have a gift and God gave you that gift to help you to deliver a message for him and to inspire other people, when you acknowledge it, it'll start to grow even more.
Wow.
Okay? And I've got to let you go because I've got to say goodbye to everybody.
All right, I'm stuck. Thank you. Thank you so much.
But feel free to email me if you have more questions. I'd be happy to answer your questions, okay? Because
I feel like you
have a lot more questions.
I do, and I'll be listening more often. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
All right, well, this is Allison, and I'm sorry it's come time. I've got to say goodbye. So I really appreciate all the wonderful callers that called in. It's just wonderful connecting to all of you and reading for you. I appreciate this. Thank you, all of you that joined me, and I hope that you enjoyed all that wonderful research that I did on hurricanes. I'll be back again next week, same time. I believe News for the Soul is on next. And in the meantime, see you next week, and I wish you all love, peace, and abundance. Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.